in my very soul that's being asked to me while reading that passion is, do you see how much the Son of God loves you? Do you see how much He cares for you? To endure every little thing in order to redeem you, to bring you back into the very fold, into the very embrace of the Heavenly Father. My soul simply replies, you know, but why? I'm the one who abandoned Him. I'm no better than the apostles leaving Jesus' side. I'm one of the crowd who said, crucify Him. My actions have spit upon Him. And yet He did it for me. He loved me so much that He gave His life for me, for you. And my brothers and sisters, it's that such powerful love. Whenever we look upon a crucifix, whenever we read this very passion, and most importantly, when we enter into this week that we call holy, that we see the depth of love God has for you and for me. How He wants to pour out that love upon us, even though we have abandoned Him, even though we in our actions, in our sinfulness have said, crucify Him. The Son of God gives Himself for you and me. But that's why then, though, this week should be different. For you and me in the depths of our souls, because God wants to pour that love into us. He wants to continue to remind us how much He cares. And now becomes that very part of how am I going to respond? How am I going to make a grateful response to the God who loves me? And I hope it isn't just simply by just saying, you know what, I'm going to lay down, like they did in the Scriptures, this little palm branch, this little thing that's going to wither and die. Because God doesn't want this. God wants you. He wants me. He would rather us lay down our hearts, our souls, those very things He purchased for us upon the cross, rather than our garments and our branches. He wants us. He wants our hearts. He wants our souls. He wants us to be one with Him. And so in this very Holy Week, it is up to us. Do I want to receive this love? Do I want to experience the depth of God's sacrificial love for you and for me? When we come here on Holy Thursday, to receive the very sign of His love, to receive Jesus Himself in the Eucharist. That very night when He instituted it for us, when He gave us His very self so that we could receive His love into us each and every single day. Are we willing then to be able to continue to respond as we receive Him in the Eucharist to say, I want to join You, Lord. I don't want to run away, but I want to accompany You. I want to be right beside You. And as I'm beside You, I do not want to deny You like Peter. But I want to profess, like that centurion, truly this is the Son of God. You are the one who loves me. Even though I may turn away, You are always calling me back to Yourself. And I want to return that love. I want to walk with You on Good Friday, to accompany You as You go to die for love of me. I want to put my heart and my soul at that very foot of the cross to be one with You, so that You may know my response to the love that You have given me. And on Holy Saturday, I will patiently wait. I will wait in a way in silence, in the depths of my heart, for You to conquer over sin and death, so that come next Sunday, my brothers and sisters, the great joy of gathering here and knowing that Christ lives will make that week, this upcoming week, truly holy. Because the God who loves you, the God who loves me, who gave himself upon the cross, isn't dead, but continues to live and wants to give us his life. That, my brothers and sisters, is why we call this week holy. Because it's the outpouring of God's love upon you, upon me. And it requires us to make a grateful response. A response not with a branch, but with our heart and our soul to be given back to God, who gave us his very heart and soul upon the cross and rose from the dead to restore us to life. You will be in my prayers this entire Holy Week that you may experience the depth of God's love, and that you, with me, with Father Andrew and Father Adam, together we may make a grateful response of love back to the God who loves us. Praise be Jesus Christ through his Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.